This move won't reduce the number of early education slots available to low-income kids. Other agencies will take over. But to the providers who are being cut off, it's devastating.
It's really heartbreaking to see a 27-year-old program all of a sudden disappear.
Kelvin Frank is executive director of United Indians for All Tribes. The group's Head Start program has roots in the 1970 Indian takeover of a decommissioned army fort and the community that emerged from it. Frank says the program educated Indian children based on their own traditions.
Having culture be a part of the day-to-day lives of these little kids, that is going to be the biggest missing piece of this whole puzzle.
Frank says the feds didn't give him any details, but an earlier audit had outlined instability and dysfunction in the organization's leadership. First AME Church in Seattle's central area also lost its contract. The contracts are being offered instead to Children's Home Society of Washington and Neighborhood House. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.